You're with Lori DuBose as we welcome Abby Pruitt, director of the Baldwin Humane Society, in the first Thursday of each month. Welcome back, Abby.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
And who is this cute, precious kitty cat, which you can see her picture on our Facebook page and on the Humane Society's Facebook page?
Well, this is the very cute and curious little Queen Elizabeth, a 12-week-old medium-haired tortoiseshell kitten.
She has the most beautiful coloring and marking.
She really does. She's got that really pretty kind of dappled brown and orange tortie color and big yellow eyes. Really, really cute.
I was going to say calico, but
yeah, but it's the same. It's like a type of calico.
Calico. Tortoise is a type of calico.
Exactly, yeah.
Just beautiful. And that one little white paw.
Yeah, she's really cute.
She's a bit shy. She's like, I don't know if I want to come to you or not. And then she'll kind of run, and then she let me pick her up and love on her a minute, and then she's got to move on.
We call that tortitude. Torties have tortitude, and that's a real thing. For whatever
tortitude,
reason, they're a little sassier than your average kitty. So,
interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's got it.
She's 12 weeks old.
Uh-huh.
And soft and beautiful. And how did she arrive at the Humane Society?
Oh, well, there are kittens everywhere. She came in with a litter that was found. Actually, it was two litters that were found out in the county. And she's actually the last one left, so of all of her bunch. So, you know, she would love to go home so she doesn't have to hang out by herself anymore.
Oh, the last one left. And tell us, you've got a special going right now to adopt Queen Elizabeth.
We sure do. Yeah, so we got a grant from the Bissell Pet Foundation to cover the cost of adoption fees, or most of the cost. So it's only $25 to adopt any cat or kitten right now in our program. And that covers spay, neuter, rabies, microchip, all their shots, flea. It's a huge deal. And that's now through Saturday.
$25.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And tell us about other animals, because I know, well, let me back up. That special is today, Friday, and Saturday. So today and tomorrow at the Humane Society, but Saturday y'all got plans.
Oh yeah, we got a big thing. The Hound Dog Music Fest, actually our fifth annual Hound Dog Music Fest, is happening at the venue at Hidden Lake in Silver Hill from 4 to 8. It's got four great bands, and tickets are on sale now. And you should come. Outdoor, family friendly. The weather's going to be perfect.
It is.
So you need to come.
We thoroughly enjoy. I guess didn't have it last year, or did?
We
I
did.
Missed
the year okay. before
year
we
before
didn't
missed
have it.
It
yeah.
for, oh, because
yeah.
I went before COVID. I missed it last year.
Yeah.
So you got Leaving Brothers,
mm-hmm.
and who else?
We got White Lang, Marlow Boys, and Them Again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing folks bring their own chair, mm-hmm. or blanket, maybe even their own beverages.
Yes, BYOB. There will be a food truck. It's Greek to me. And otherwise bring your chair, bring your kids, have a good time.
It's a lovely setting.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's beautiful. And this time of year, it's absolutely gorgeous. So if you just want to come and hang out, it's a really, really good time. And it's for a good cause. All the money goes to help take care of our animals.
And that is this Saturday, 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm, 4 p.m.
And it's called The Venue at Silver Hill?
The Venue at Hidden Lake in Silver Hill.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Hidden Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very nice place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, it's actually not the only event we have on the horizon. We also have a Witch's Ride coming up on the 27th of October. Fairhope Witch's Ride.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm familiar, of course, with the Witch's Ride. Uh-huh. I don't think I knew that y'all were the benefactor.
It's a new update, but yes, we are. And
okay.
Tickets to ride are on sale now and selling out really, really quickly on our website. So if anybody's interested, I would go ahead and grab your tickets this week and participate in
then
it.
Then I'll check on your website, because I had trouble finding details on Facebook. When is the ride and what time?
It starts at 5:45. Out on Bancroft near the Halstead Amphitheater entrance. And if you purchase tickets, all that information will get sent to you. But it's Thursday night, October the 27th.
Okay.
So the Thursday before Halloween.
Okay.
Yep.
Thursday night, October 22nd. And what a sight to see. Even if you don't participate, just come downtown and stand on the sidewalk and watch hundreds of witches on bicycles.
Absolutely.
It's a colorful, fun thing.
It's so great. And even if you don't want to necessarily ride, there's a really awesome party afterwards, where we're going to have live music and booths and all that good stuff at the Halstead Amphitheater at Coastal. So it's a good time.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So it will be an outdoor nighttime follow-up party.
Yeah,
okay.
Around 7 p.m. That'll probably start after the ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
I know.
So, due to the events this Saturday, your adoptions can still take place at the participating pet stores.
Yes, so we always, 7 days a week, have cats and kittens available at Pet Sense in Fairhope, over there by Big Lots off 98, and Pet Supermarket in Daphne, which is over by Publix in Daphne. So even if we're not open at our adoption center, they're open 7 days a week, and you can go see our adoptable cats there.
Okay.
And adopt them right from them.
And also go online, which I usually have your website pulled up when we start talking.
Yeah, it's just baldwinhumane.org. And yeah, you should be able to see all, if not most, of the cats and kittens that we have available right now.
Because you can even fill out the adoption forms online.
Absolutely. Yep.
And there is everything you need to know. Witches Ride, Hound Dog Music Festival, Adopt, Surrendering a Pet, Volunteering. Oh, let's talk about volunteering.
Sure.
I had a lovely experience yesterday at the resale shop, Uptail Resale. I went and I bought this cute purse.
Ooh, I love that color. That's really pretty.
Purses are half price.
Lisa, our shop manager, earrings. She is amazing. I'm telling you, the stuff that we get in is beautiful. She's great at coming up with great deals for our shoppers and incentives for our shoppers to come. So, and we would love to be open more hours, but to do that, we need volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering, and the shop is fun, they have fun.
It was. So. When we walked in yesterday afternoon, there were two ladies working, and obviously they were volunteers, but very pleasant and just loving to be there and telling us about the different dot colors and the sales, because you've got like 25% to 50% off, even 75% on some stuff.
Yeah, so exactly. They have a lot of fun. And Lisa, the manager, she, like I said, does really good. They have a dot system, so if something's in the shop for so long, it'll be discounted. So they're, like I said, there are real incentives to continuing shopping there, because you'll get some awesome, awesome deals on great pieces.
So for now, the shop is open what?
10 to 2, Tuesday through Friday, and every second Saturday. And we've instilled bingo nights too, which tonight is bingo night.
I thought I saw the flyer on the wall. She was telling me about that. You have a 15, 20 people maybe that show up the first Thursday of each month.
Exactly. There's like a $5 entrance fee, and you get, I think it's 5 or 6 bingo cards, and you can win like gift cards to the shop. And it's BYOB. We have food. It's just fun. You just hang out with people and win stuff at the shop.
That does sound like
I'm going tonight. It's really fun.
Okay. What else do we need to know? Oh, here we go. Spay and neuter vouchers. Let's talk about that a minute.
Sure. Well, as we all know, the cost of living is rising. It's crazy. and as that rises, so does the cost of vet care. But we are still offering our low-cost spay-neuter vouchers to get your cats and dogs spayed or neutered for a discounted cost. You can learn more about them on our website. But essentially, it's $50 and $60 for male and female cats and $80 and $90 for male and female dogs. And most of the vets in the county participate. And you can just purchase one on our website and get it done for cheaper.
Yes.
It's important.
Because it's very important. I have a couple of friends who are cat ladies, if you will, that are dealing with feral colonies. And so they're getting the vouchers, or they're calling. You actually have a TNR program as well. I've suggested that she call you, because it's like every time she turns around, another one's pregnant or another one's had kittens.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot for one person to handle, especially when they're not even your cats.
Yeah, we have a real problem. There's something like 80,000 unaltered cats in Baldwin County. Most of those feral and community, meaning they don't have homes, and they're not necessarily the kind of cats you can put in a home. So we and other groups are trying to get as many of these cats spayed and neutered as we can and return to their environment, so we can stop this breeding cycle where thousands and thousands of kittens are being born with just nowhere to go is the problem. So yeah, if you're willing to help us out with that, you know, do the legwork of trapping and taking to vets and stuff, we'll try our best to help make sure we get everybody spayed and neutered.
Okay, and I see here there's a TNR page on your website to report a cat colony. So they bring them in to you, or do y'all have folks that might can come trap some from the colony?
Both. Okay. So yeah, we have volunteers, but if someone's willing, like I said, to do the legwork, it makes it a lot easier for us, because manpower is our biggest issue.
Right, and there are several with the clipped ear. That's that's the international sign, right?
Yeah, if you see a cat with the top of its ear cut off, 99%, it's already been spayed or neutered. That's the universal symbol. Yep. Okay. So, and you'll notice when you start looking that a lot of cats running around here have clipped ears.
Well, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
And and hopefully more folks, you know, will get involved in that.
We hope so.
Any other adoption events or any other things you'd like to talk about?
I think the only other thing people can mark their calendars, we don't have it posted on the website yet, we just scheduled it, is on October the 30th, so the Sunday right before Halloween, we're going to be hanging out with our friends at the Fairhope Brewing Company for their annual release of Rescue Dog Red.
That's
the beer they release,
right.
And we get a portion of the sales throughout the year, and we will have an adoption event that day from noon to 4 that Sunday. So that's a really fun event. So thanks to Fairhope Brewing for having us every year, and it should be a good time.
Very good. Thank you so much, Abby. And where is Queen Elizabeth?
We'll have to find her.
She's not making any noise.
She's probably curled up in a little
spot.
What a precious
cat. If you're joining us late, we've been speaking with Abby Pruitt, director of the Baldwin Humane Society. Queen Elizabeth is a gorgeous tortoise, 12-week-old kitten. You can see her picture on our Facebook page, and you put it on yours as well, right?
Yep, she's on ours.
And cats and kittens are $25 today, tomorrow, and Saturday only via the Baldwin Humane Society. You can go to the website, baldwinhumane.org. All righty. Thank you so much, Abby.
Thank you.
It is now 8:33 and 67 degrees.